This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 266 for Monday, February 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Monday, with chart-based positioning a feature amid IDEA's recent losses were overdone. Canola up 1 to over $3, March up $3.20 at $591.60 per ton. Gains in Chicago soybeans accounted for some spillover buying interest, with end-user bargain hunting also supportive. However, losses in Chicago soy oil and increased farmer selling on any attempts at moving higher did temper the advances. Speculators are also still holding a large net short position in canola. Many markets in Asia, including Malaysian palm oil, were closed today for the Lunar New Year, and that limited some activity. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were higher while wheat ended mixed. Soybeans posting solid gains, March up 9 cents at $11.93 per bushel. Weekly U.S. export inspections showed 1.3 million tons of soybeans shipped out of the country in the past week. That was down from the previous week, with year-to-date exports running 22% off last year's pace. Meanwhile, farmers in Brazil are reportedly making good harvest, with nearly a quarter of the soybean crop off the fields there, but anecdotal reports point to disappointing yields, with many private analysts lowering their production estimates. In Argentina, condition ratings declined slightly over the past week, although at 31% good to excellent, soybeans there still compare favorably with last year at this time, when drought left only 17% of the crop in the good to excellent area. Corn had touched fresh contract lows overnight, but managed to uncover support and turned higher. The March contract up 1.5 cents at the final bell at 430.5 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export inspections of 880,000 tons were up on the week, with the year-to-date total corn exports of 17.2 million tons, running 31% ahead of last year's pace. Argentina's corn crop was 31% good to excellent. That's down 4 points on the week, but still above the 20% reading at this time last year. Wheat ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat down 2 cents in the March contract at 682 per bushel. Kansas City also down 2 cents at 598. But Chicago soft wheat up a penny in the March contract at 597.5. Weekly U.S. wheat export inspections at about 407,000 tons were up from 295,000 tons the previous week. But total wheat exports to date of 11.7 million tons are still running about 2.6 million tons off last year's pace. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, February 12th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.